Let's do the birthday scam. Called this woman who's, she's got satellite and a lot of different services, and there's been confusion on her billing. And of course, you're going to call and just add to that.
It's for her, it's her husband's idea. She's been through hell.
Hello?
This is Steve TV. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Calling with a billing question for you. We're looking at the...
That's a good one.
Why?
Yeah, because I've had so many problems. Go ahead.
I was just looking at your file here, and it looks to me like you have three systems in the house.
Yes.
But we're only billing you for one system.
No, that's not what it has on my bill. Like $4.99 for the two extra boxes, right?
But what do you pay for your service package?
Right now, I'm paying... I changed it the other day. I raised it from a $29 package to a $39 package.
Right, so that would be roughly $120, and we should be billing you for.
No, I have paid $800 for the first system,
well,
and $150 for two additional systems.
I don't know. It looks to me like
plus one in between.
We've snuck a couple systems in there under our nose, and
No. I've got the bills.
Yes, you do have the bills, and they're not correct because now that we know that you have,
they've always known.
No.
Why would they have additional receiver on my bill?
Or we can...
go ahead and give me a number.
For what?
Where you're calling from.
I'm at 713.
Okay, you don't have a toll-free number.
I'm sorry we don't have an 800 number, but I'm in the central office.
Okay, hanging up.
Can you not afford to call the 713 area code?
No, I'm calling direct. They have a toll-free number. It's kind of hard to get through to them since they're so messed up right now.
This is my direct local number, which is what you asked for.
You said, what was your name?
Ed Nelson.
Okay, well, first of all, when you called, you said your name was Steve.
That is my middle name, and that's what my friends call me.
Okay, goodbye.
I'm still here.
Sir, I'm calling to...
No, you're going to deal with me, honey. All right. Get her back.
She'll be back.
Hello?
You know, you're very irritable. I'm trying to help you, and I'm on the verge of discontinuing your service.
No, just hold me.
No, I'm through being pushed around. I'll dispatch a truck over there, and we will unhook you.
I bought all of my services, and you're not going to do that.
Well, I will be forced
to. I'm recording this.
You know, we have your frequency, and I can send you some special programming. You know, if this is the way you're going to treat me, you're going to go to dial-in channels, and all you'll get is a picture of my butt.
I think you're a pervert.
My naked, hairy butt.
As long as I've got you on this line.
This is what you're going to get when you're this rude
you
to me.
You understand what
my
I'm
hairy
saying.
Butt on your TV, and that's all you'll get. No ESPN.
No.
No local channels.
I'm listening.
It's 48 channels of my butt. And you know who you'll have to thank for that? Wes wanted us to call you. It's Dean and Raj.
You tell him.
What?
That he just about got himself in trouble.
Well, he knew you.
And he needs to apologize.
He knows you've had trouble with your satellite thing, and so he thought this would be funny.
Well, it wasn't.